Mr. O'Neill, I went through my therapy process the other day. I got a call, and it was from the Social Security Bureau, and I hung up.
You hung
up?
Yeah,
I hung up.
So Stephanie has had a good influence on you. No longer do you push one?
Well, no, it was 11 o'clock at night.
I must have gotten scam likely, has called me 20 times last week. What do they do? Just get on a number and camp?
They think they'll break you down. Stephanie, welcome to Branson.
Hi, Steph.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Well, we're the number one talk show in the United States for Better Business Bureau, and you're right here with us. Tell us about scams and Christmas time.
Oh, guys, you know what? I've got something that's real cute. It has four legs and a tail. What do you think it is?
Well, I would think that would be the... But obviously, she brought it up because it's different. Maybe it's a reindeer.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, no, you'd actually go with your gut instinct. It's actually called a Secret Santa dog. And that's what Better Business Bureau wants to warn you about today. It's a pyramid scheme. We're supposed to go ahead and buy a $10 gift for a secret dog.
Boy.
Yeah, and then the dog's supposed to be helped, and then it's just supposed to be one of those pay it forward where you give away your personal information, your friend's personal information, because, of course, who doesn't want to participate in a secret Santa dog and send it on to their friends? And then once people stop participating in the gift exchange, the gift supply stops as well. The dogs aren't helped, and it leaves hundreds, if not thousands, of disappointed people without their promised gifts or cash. So watch out.
Now, you're saying that's a scam?
That's a scam. It's a pyramid scheme.
Have you succumbed to the dog?
No, I'm not. That's one I'm safe from, because if they said horses, I might, push one. But no. Dogs I'm safe of, but there's a lot of people must take advantage of that.
Unfortunately, we do see an increase in puppy scams and pet scams this time of year. So this is just another way that scammers are trying to have people engage in illegal pyramid schemes and steal their money and their personal information.
Well, and let me tell you, Stephanie, you didn't ask for $5,000, only $10 or
$20. Yeah, sure.
For you that are driving, just got in the car, you got a short way to work, and you'd like to follow up with some of this, Stephanie, tell our listeners where they can get a hold of Better Business Bureau people.
Sure, they can go to BBB.org.
BetterBusinessBureau.org.
That's pretty simple.
BBB.org.
And Stephanie is the regional director. Well, let's dive into some of these. The naughty list. Better Business Bureau's 12 scams of Christmas.
Really?
What am I going to find there?
All right.
So misleading social media ads, we've all seen them. You're scrolling through your feed on Facebook, or perhaps you're even on Twitter, and you may see a business that claims to support a charity that's trying to get you an order, that's offering you a free trial, and it doesn't work out. A social media gift exchange, just like what we were talking about with the Secret Santa dog, unfortunately. And holiday apps. Guys, do y'all use a smartphone?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And do either of y'all actually take the time to read everything that's in the smartphone app before you download a new app?
Do I have to admit to that? No, of course not.
Well, you're not alone. Oh. Many people don't, but here's where they're taking advantage of kids, is there's actually dozens of holiday-themed apps where children can video chat live with Santa, light the menorah, watch Santa feed live reindeer, track his sleigh on Christmas Eve, or relay their holiday wish list. But here's the problem, even though those are really, really fun. If you're not reading carefully through some of these free apps, they can actually contain more advertising than apps that require a nominal fee, and it's targeting the kids. Mm-hmm. So suddenly your little kiddo is going to see more apps pop up than what perhaps is on a regular app, and then you're going to hear about it even more, and maybe they might even click on it and try to buy things, right?
Yeah.
So be careful. And then, of course, alerts about compromised accounts. We're getting a lot of these. And what do you think they're impersonating this time of year, guys, if you had to guess?
Well, if I
Salvation
had to guess,
Army.
Charitable organizations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Charitable organizations, Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, your bank account's been compromised.
Yep.
People are saying that packages have arrived and they haven't ordered packages. And they're showing, and it's actual picture, and it shows something that looks like it's from Amazon or UPS or something like that. And, of course, it's not really. A scammer's just stolen the logo and created something else. So be super cautious. Don't go ahead and click on things. Instead, you should actually go to BBB.org, look up the company's phone number, and then call it directly from there and make sure if the company is legit or not, and if you really did get something in the mail. And free gift cards. We've talked about this before. Free. Nothing brings good cheer like the word free.
Right.
And scammers are taking advantage of this. They're sending bulk phishing emails. They're requesting personal information. And let's just review. What do you guys think is personal information?
Well, I think it's your birth date, your Social Security number, certainly.
And your
PIN. Your address, your mother's maiden name, you know, any of that stuff.
Yes, exactly. And even your email address is personal information. So you need to be careful who you decide to give that out to.
Mm.
So if you're ever getting an unsolicited email with gift card offers, do not click on it. It can be really tempting to think you've got $50 for free. It's in your email. You can seize it today and go ahead and use it on Amazon and buy your kid an extra Christmas gift. But don't do it because, unfortunately, it's not legitimate.
Stephanie, and let's remind our folks, and this is a kind of a little catch-all. What I've been doing is I've taken a look when I see something that looks pretty doggone legitimate. For the other day, I use Intuit. Some of you all have chose to use free services. Mary and I choose to pay for ours, okay, because we just always have with Intuit, and they've done it, and Norton. And one came from Norton the other day, and it was like a $399 bill. Well, we spend stuff, but not that much. So I went up and I clicked the address to look at the address. And of course, I got B747193@248.com. So you saw that it was not from the company. Have you ever would encourage people to look at that address, or is that going too far?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and look at the address. That is great advice he's giving you right there. And Norton LifeLock, Inc. is actually accredited as Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. But just make sure that it is legitimate. Is it really that Mountain View, California address where it's based out of, or is it showing that it's local right here in Branson, Missouri?
That drives me crazy. I don't understand it. When I get a thing on my phone, it's a 417 area code, and then I answer it, and it's the Social Security or whoever.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, I mean, come on.
Keith, come on. We're smarter than this.
We hope so.
And we got to have people like Stephanie Garland remind us of these type of things.
On this,
but I'm still working through my therapy program. I think maybe since we've talked before, I might have talked to somebody once, but not very many times. So as we wrap up today, tell our listeners what to be careful of at Christmas time.
Sure. So be careful of fake charities. Typically, 40% of all charitable donations are received during the last few weeks of the year as people are looking at their tax filings for next year and how they can best help people right before the end of the year. But unfortunately, that means that there's a lot of fake organizations. There's fake organizations for helping children. We talked about dogs, helping Santa deliver gifts, and maybe even helping reindeers. So take a second to go ahead and slow down, read all the information, and go to our free website to see if it's a real charity. It's bbb.org.
Very good, Stephanie. That's great. And you can check out a company. You can find out more information, and you guys are there to kind of try and keep us out of trouble, and you do a great job of it.
Stephanie wanted some information, Keith. We have a couple of minutes before we go to the top of 8 o'clock, and
yeah.
She runs into a lot of people.
Right.
Would you be so kind as to tell Stephanie about Giving Tuesday and what we did here on Good Morning Ozarks, because this is not a scam.
No.
This is real deal.
Well, Giving Tuesday, Stephanie, we had a $5,000 goal, and so we gave up folks opportunity to text or to send in stuff, and we raised near $4,000 of that, and we wanted to thank everybody that participated, and it was on the level, and they did it right here. We told them exactly how to do it, and those things are legitimate, but make sure that they are before you go and text somebody or whatever. Make sure the number's right and everything's right. But
that's awesome that you guys did that.
And, you know, at this time of the year, that's when the scammers say, hey, there's a Giving Tuesday going on, so let's piggyback on that. And you have to be very, very careful. But we thank you for everyone who participated in our Giving Tuesday. Stephanie, I think Sunday, what are you doing Sunday afternoon?
Going to church.
Okay, afternoon, about 5:30.
I don't know what's going on.
I think you should be in Branson when the 73rd Annual Adoration Parade steps off in downtown Branson, and the nativity scene on the mountain is lit, and you'll enjoy it, so bring your family down and come enjoy the parade. And it is
beautiful.
It is not a scam. It's free.
And it is free.
It is free.
Stephanie, with the last name of Christmas decorations.
Yes.
Key?
Garland?
Yes, Keith.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
Where'd you go with me, Keith?
I don't know.
Did you want to call her Stephanie Tinsel?
No. Okay. No, I just,
Garland.
You know,
Stephanie, thanks a lot.
Stephanie,
thank you.
If we don't get an opportunity to speak to you before, Merry, Merry Christmas from all of us here at KLFC. You have a blessed and wonderful season.
Thank you. You also.
All right. Bye-bye.